KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, fog early, otherwise scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, mid-70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 30s, with wind gusts as high as 30. For tomorrow, becoming partly sunny in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, upper 20s, and Saturday, sunny skies, highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 54.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly again calling for a statewide mask mandate as the coronavirus case count continues to climb in rural parts of the state that don't require them.
Currently, two-thirds of the state's COVID-19 cases lie outside the Wichita and Kansas City regions.
The governor issued an order requiring Kansas residents to wear masks over the summer, though more than 90 counties opted out. Kelly says she now plans to have discussions with House and Senate leadership.
The public health experts and scientists have done their homework, and they're all saying the same thing.
In the period of Monday and Tuesday, the state health department reported yesterday that Kansas had 1,488 additional coronavirus cases. Get ready for the 2020 fall roller coaster ride of weather in Kansas. Temperatures today up to the 80s in parts of the state. Snow forecast for Monday. Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offers valid on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock 2-0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
A man is dead and police are searching for the gunman in a shooting at a youth football game last night on Wichita's northeast side at the Stryker Sports Complex. Upon arrival, officers heard several gunshots and saw people leaving the scene. A man in his 20s was taken to Wesley Hospital, where he later died. Our news partners at KQTV report officers attempted to stop vehicles leaving the scene, including stopping drivers on the highway in search of a suspect or key witnesses. Police say there were about 500 to 1,000 people at the scene when the shooting happened. Governor Kelly yesterday announced that Kansans experiencing financial hardship due to COVID-19 are eligible to receive up to $5,000 in rental assistance. Approximately $35 million of CARES Act funding is available through the Kansas Eviction Prevention Program. The measure is designed to reduce evictions across the state, including homes and businesses. Program funds are limited and applications will be processed in the order received until funds are expended. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Home, it's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Mid-American Network News. The state of Nebraska started imposing new coronavirus restrictions after a second straight day of record hospitalizations for the virus in the state. Nebraska also reported 11 new deaths from the coronavirus on Tuesday. The state said 565 deaths have now been linked to the virus. Data from Johns Hopkins University showed the rate of new virus cases in Nebraska continued to rank fifth highest in the nation as of Tuesday. Nebraska State Police have arrested a Missouri man accused of pointing a gun at another driver on I-80 in western Nebraska. The Nebraska State Patrol says the incident happened in Keith County Tuesday afternoon when a cattle truck driver reported that a man in a pickup truck had pointed a gun at him. Troopers stopped the suspected truck a short time later and found a gun inside. The driver from Missouri was taken into custody by the Nebraska State Patrol. And big weather changes bringing a taste of winter to the state. Mid-America Network News.
That mailbox out by the road, that's a lifeline for families all across rural Kansas. But Congressman Roger Marshall doesn't seem to get that. Marshall voted against emergency funding the Postal Service needs to keep up with the pandemic. Now, I served in the U.S. Army in Iraq. As a veteran, I count on-time mail delivery by the Postal Service for my VA prescriptions. If I miss my meds, even a few days, it can set me back weeks. Roger Marshall defended mail service cutbacks, dismissing it as a, quote, so-called crisis. Now, there's nothing so-called about it. Roger Marshall turned his back on rural Kansans when he voted no on protecting the Postal Service. Vote no on Roger Marshall for Senate. VoteVets paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.votevets.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual enrollment period for Medicare Part D runs through December 7th. All Medicare beneficiaries are encouraged to have their Part D plans reviewed to see if there is a less expensive alternative available for medications. RSVP volunteers will be available. You can make your appointment at any time. Evening appointments will also be available. Please call ahead. On or before the day of your appointment, please bring a list of all medications from your pharmacy. Also bring your Medicare card, and if you need help understanding details, feel free to bring a family member along. RSVP is practicing social distancing by making appointments in person with a plexiglass barrier or over the phone. Anyone from any county in Kansas is welcome. To make an appointment, phone the RSVP office in Marysville at 562-2154. River Valley Extension District also reminds residents they have senior health insurance counselors available for appointments. Contact Monica Thayer or Jordan Schutte at the Extension office. Work is to begin this week on a mill and overlay project on K-99 from the north city limits of Frankfort to Wamego. The project will begin with one crew working in Frankfort, another crew working south of the bridge just south of Frankfort. The portion of the project in Frankfort is expected to be finished in a week. Work on the remaining parts of the project will continue until it gets too cold to lay asphalt. Expected completion is the spring of 2021 on the $4.5 million project. Work areas will use flaggers and a pilot car operation. Motorists could expect delays up to 15 minutes. The Nemaha County Clerk's Office in Seneca has reopened following a brief COVID-related closure to the public. Routine business, as well as advance voting in person, is to resume Wednesday this week, with office hours 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and they have announced the office will be open for advance voting Saturday, October 31st, from 8 until noon. Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric reports of a scam whereby callers are requesting payment by phone or their power will be disconnected. These are not legitimate calls. Anyone concerned is asked to contact authorities. REA does not call for payment by phone. Stephen Jock Carlson, age 65, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Gym. Casual dress. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Stephen Jock Carlson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken cordon bleu, seasoned mashed potatoes, garden vegetable blend, and cherries. Tomorrow, pulled pork on a whole wheat bun, baked beans, coleslaw, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time 7:13.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Friends, I am Lisa Mosier, Republican candidate for the District 106 seat in the Kansas House of Representatives. Respect for human life from the moment of conception to the moment of natural death is the paramount issue of our time. Without life, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people becomes irrelevant. As your representative in the Kansas legislature, I will fight for the weak and defenseless of our society. Thank you for your vote on November 3rd. This message paid for by Mosier for Kansas House District 106, Martha Pat Brady, Treasurer.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low-pressure system that'll be moving across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. On the warm side of the system, scattered rain showers across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. Cold side of the system, we're seeing some snow across the upper parts of the Midwest. It looks like we'll see warm temperatures for today, but as that cold front moves through, we are going to see chilly temperatures as we head into tomorrow, continuing into tomorrow night. Another system moves through as we head into the weekend, bringing some areas rain, some areas could see some snow. So across the area, fog early, otherwise scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, mid-70s. We'll see wind gusts at 35. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, lower 30s. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, mid-40s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, temperatures in the upper 20s. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-October 66, recent record high 85 in 2003. The average low 42, the record low 28 in 2006. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening 6:36. Just a light drizzle settled some dust on Wednesday. Maybe some fog around the region this morning. 50. With an east wind at 5 to around 10 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 22nd of October. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ribs or burn-ins? Burn-ins or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
At the Astro 3 Theater, you've been asking for new movies, and we finally have them. And we have them every day of the week. Our first new movie since March is a romantic comedy, The Broken Hearts Gallery, rated PG-13. We also have a free double feature every day, Minions, followed by Caddyshack. You can come watch them on Friday and Saturday night at Feldhausen Field also. Don't forget, we're showing movies every day at the Astro beginning October 23rd. See you at the Astro 3 Theater and Feldhausen Field in Marysville.
How would you like to have a steady job with a schedule that works for you and your family? You're in luck. Tension is hiring operators and adjusters at the Marysville plant. If you like to take things apart and put them back together again, if you enjoy being part of a team, if you're looking for flexible work with competitive pay and benefits, this could be a great match for you. Work for a company you know you can trust. Visit tension.com/careers to learn more and apply.
The Rays pull even and a major shakeup at Penn State. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Looking to get back into the World Series, one of the American League's top hitters rewarded the Rays for sticking with him through a brutal postseason slump.
And now the pitch. Swing and a fly ball, well hit into left field. Going back is Taylor, all the way back towards the wall. It's gone!
On WDAE, entering game 2-6 for his last 56, Brandon Lowe recorded his first multi-hit game this postseason. A pair of low home runs powered the Rays to a 6-4 win over the Dodgers to even the series at a game apiece. Pat Chambers has resigned as Penn State's men's basketball coach following an investigation into allegations of inappropriate conduct. Sandy Barber is the school's athletic director.
I can tell you, as difficult as this news may be, both President Barron and I believe that this is the right outcome.
Assistant coach Jim Ferry will serve as the interim head coach for the upcoming season. A day after the Miami Dolphins named rookie Tua Tagovailoa as the team's starting quarterback, veteran journeyman Ryan Fitzpatrick opened up about the organization's decision to bench him and ponders whether he may have taken his last snap in the NFL.
This was kind of the first place, other than Buffalo, where I just felt fully, committed and invested and felt like it was my team, and so to have that, I think that's a lot of the reason why my heart was so heavy.
Tagovailoa's first start will come week 8 when the Dolphins return from their bye to face the Los Angeles Rams. Sources tell ESPN the Seattle Seahawks are among a handful of teams interested in potentially signing former All-Pro receiver Antonio Brown when he's eligible to return from an 8-game suspension in 2 weeks. The NFL suspended Brown in July following multiple violations of the league's personal conduct policy. This is Rich Cantu, AB.
Marysville at Riley County, Friday Night Football on AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air, online, and on demand.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. More than a dozen state cattle organizations are voicing their support for the Cattle Market Transparency Act. In a letter to Senate Ag Committee leadership, 16 state cattle groups say the bill will aid the cattle market transparency for all producers. Led by the Nebraska Cattlemen's Association, the group says the respective organizations do not ask for any type of market manipulation or guaranteed profit. Rather, they seek readily available information to allow cattle producers the ability to make informed and educated decisions. Introduced by Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer, the bill includes the Cattle Contract Library, a 14-day packer purchase commitment outlook, and clarification of the livestock mandatory price reporting, confidentiality guidelines to avoid non-reporting of collected data on regional and national basis. Additionally, the bill directs the USDA's Ag Marketing Service to establish reasonably negotiated cash plus negotiated grid marketing volume minimums thresholds that enhance price discovery goals and those commitments. Well, a senator from Minnesota wants USDA to increase incentive payments to stop the enrollment decline of the Conservation Reserve Program. Senate Democrat Tina Smith sent a letter to Ag Secretary Perdue this week asking him to significantly increase practice incentive payments and begin making rental rate incentive payments, both tools that past administrations had used to maintain a strong enrollment in the CRP. Joined by four other Democratic colleagues in the Senate, the lawmakers pointed out that during a time of declining CRP enrollment, USDA had offered practice incentive payments at only 5% of the cost of the practice, even after the 2018 Farm Bill authorized USDA to pay farmers up to 50% of the cost. Past administrations have also offered rental rate payments to incentivize enrollment, something the Trump administration has yet to do. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning and good Thursday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, folks, as we start this Thursday off through the overnight session, we're seeing some choppy trade this morning, mostly mixed numbers all across the board. But first, we will briefly recap at how yesterday's livestock finished up. This, speaking of choppy trade, it was mostly mixed finish throughout the live and feeder cattle. Feeder cattle actually ended up finishing with a slight gain. October feeders up to 134.40. Live cattle in the red, October down to 103.65. A mixed finish to slightly lower for the lean hogs. December was up to 69.20, but mostly lower numbers beyond that. Let's get to the overnight session now. We'll look through the grains here for this morning. December corn is up 0.75 cents to 4.14 and a half. March is up 0.25 cents as well at 4.17, and many months beyond that are actually just unchanged. Throughout the wheat complex, mixed figures this morning. However, December Kansas City wheat is down 2.25 cents to 5.67 and a half. March sitting at 5.75 a bushel. That's down 2 cents. And the soybeans, mostly higher numbers for the oil seeds, as November soybeans up 2.75 cents to 10.74 and 3 quarters. January selling at 10.74 a bushel. That's up 2.5 here this morning. December soybean meals up 1.20 to 3.80.10, and soybean oil also up 29 points at 33.50. Cotton as well starting with a slight gain, as we see December cotton up 63 points at 71.67. March to 72.26. That's up 53. Energy markets starting mostly positive this morning. However, natural gas is down 1 at 3.01. Heating oil up fractionally to 1.15. November unleaded gas also at 1.15 a gallon. That's up a penny. And crude oil up 40 cents to $40.42 a barrel for the month of January. And we look now into the metals, with October gold down 30 cents to $19.24.30. Silver also starting a bit weaker this morning. December selling right at $25 an ounce. That's down 24 cents. Dollar index slightly higher, up 28 points at 92.88. And the stock futures for the three major indices are all a bit down this morning. Sam's back with your markets on the MidAmerica Ag Network.
On November 3rd, Kansans will have the opportunity to vote for a new U.S. Senator. Dr. Roger Marshall is the right choice for agriculture and rural Kansas. Dr. Marshall was a leader for Kansas during the last Farm Bill. He authored legislation to assist livestock producers after devastating wildfires, introduced a bill to protect the integrity of meat labels, and is a leader of the Biofuels Caucus. Meanwhile, his opponent voted against agriculture a majority of the time during her last 2 years in the state Senate. Dr. Marshall is a product of a small town, and his rural common sense earned him the endorsements of the Kansas Farm Bureau, the Kansas Livestock Association, the Livestock Marketing Association, Renew Kansas, the Kansas Agribusiness Council, and the National Sorghum Producers. On November 3rd, vote Roger Marshall for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Kansas Ag Communities Coalition, 6031 Southwest 37th Street, Topeka, Kansas, 66614, which is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. Well, it's harvest time for all sorts of crops, and I hope your harvest is going as well as it did for Travis Ginger. Travis is from Anoka, Minnesota, and he harvested a 2,350-pound pumpkin. Some tips from Travis after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Travis Ginger of Anoka, Minnesota, who teaches horticulture at the local college there, didn't just wake up one day and decide that he wanted to grow giant pumpkins.
Started way back in the day when my dad would grow small to medium-sized pumpkins, we'll say, and they were like, say, 100 pounds. You'd put them in the wheelbarrow. And I kind of thought that was cool when I was a little kid. I just continued to improve that over the years. And then when I was 15, I grew a 447-pounder. And that's kind of where it all started.
And fast forward to last week in Half Moon Bay, California, which calls itself the world's pumpkin capital. Yeah, I think there might be a couple of spots in the Midwest that would challenge that title. Anyway, Travis took his giant pumpkin out there to compete with all the other giants. And Travis won 2,350 pounds. How did he do it? Well, let's start with the seed, the Atlantic Giant variety.
This seed I paid $80 for.
For one seed, or you plant more than one?
For one seed. Not guaranteed to grow, not guaranteed to germinate.
He says it takes a lot of water, 8 to 10 times a day. And the soil, the best soil, is a sandy loam, which is not native to Anoka, Minnesota.
No, and my soil actually was junk about 4 years ago, and I've been improving it since I moved in.
How big of a pumpkin patch do you have?
So So this pumpkin actually took up about 1,400 square feet, a 40 by 40 area.
What's the trickiest part about growing a giant pumpkin?
Incredible growth rate that they have. I mean, these things will grow sometimes 50, 60 pounds a day. So you have to kind of harness that energy and know what's going to happen. So you're moving it, sliding it back sometimes, and then making sure your vine stress isn't cracking or it'll split.
Travis Ginger of Anoka, Minnesota, whose pumpkin Tiger King came in at 2,350 pounds to win the North American title, 274 pounds shy of the world record holder, which was grown in Belgium. More info about growing big pumpkins at bigpumpkins.com. Back after this. Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
.729 from KNDY. 50 degrees, quite a contrast today. Highs approach 80 ahead of a cold front tomorrow.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Tampa Bay Rays have evened the World Series at one game apiece following their victory last night over the Los Angeles Dodgers. More from CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
The hero of the night was Tampa Bay's second baseman, Brandon Lau. He hit not just one home run, but two, the call on Fox, and this from a guy who had been having a horrible postseason, hitting just 107.
I don't go up there trying to hit home runs. I just try to hit the ball solid.
His second home run put Tampa Bay on top 5-0. The Rays eventually won 6-4, and the series is now even at one game apiece. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the World Series in Arlington, Texas.
A night off from action in the World Series tonight. Play resumes tomorrow. And less than a month after he announced his engagement, Patrick Mahomes and his sweetheart Brittany Matthews have announced they're having a baby girl. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Taking a look at high school volleyball action in the TVL volleyball tournament. It completed Tuesday with Valley Heights winning the tournament championship. Valley Heights won all three matches in pool play by defeating Donovan West, Lynn, and Centralia. Then beat Wetmore in the semifinals before winning in straight sets over Lynn in the championship to claim the tournament title. Centralia, Lynn, and D-West all went 1-2 in pool play. Centralia was to have moved on to the semifinals through tiebreaker process, but the Lady Panthers had to bow out due to COVID, giving Lynn the nod to move on. Lynn defeated Hanover in the semifinals in three sets. Hanover defeated Wetmore for third place. The Lady Wildcats won their side of pool play by defeating Washington County, Clifton Clyde, and Wetmore. Wetmore went 2-1 in pool play, followed by Washington County at 1-2 and Clifton Clyde at 0-3. In the silver division, Frankfort went 4-0, defeating Troy, Axel, Blue Valley Randolph, and Onega. Axel went 2-1 in pool play, Blue Valley Randolph 1-2, Onega 1-2, and Troy 0-3. Next up is sub-state tournaments. They will be held on Saturday. In Class 2A, Valley Heights will be the number 2 seed and will play Salina Sacred Heart. Washington County is number 4 in the same sub-state and will take on Wabunsee. Those games are played at Harrington High School. In Class 1A Division 1, Centralia and Frankfort will compete in the tournament held at Centralia. Frankfort is the 3 seed and will play Care Paravel, and Centralia is the 2 seed and will take on Troy. In Class 1A Division 2, Lynn will be the 2 seed in their own sub-state held at Lynn High School. They will get a first-round bye and will face the Osborne Pike Valley winner. Also in Class 1A Division 2, Hanover and Axel are in the same bracket being played at Axel. Hanover is the top seed with a bye and will face either 4th seed Blue Valley Randolph or 5th seed Axel. And that's a look at high school volleyball here on KNDY.
Marysville at Riley County, Friday Night Football on AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air, online, and on demand.
75 years ago, the first ballpoint pens went on sale. We will share some history about that which is mightier than the sword on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 22nd, the 296th day of the year. This was grand opening night in 1883 for New York's Metropolitan Opera House. This month also marks the 75th anniversary of the first commercial ballpoint pens. How did we write before that? Since the early 19th century, fountain pens were the primary means of putting ink to paper. They evolved from the quill pen, usually the feather of a goose or turkey, which had a hollow channel that served as a natural reservoir for ink. The quills needed frequent sharpening, though, with a special knife. It's where we get the term pen knife. If you still carry one, we're guessing you found it handy for more than sharpening your quill pen. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Cottonwood falling like snow in July. Sunset Riverside, four-wheel drives in a taillight circle. Roll down the windows, turn it on up. Pour a little Crown in a Dixie cup. Get the party started. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. Tipping.